In the late 1960s, a Wisconsin senator got the idea that our planet, Earth, needed its own day after seeing a string of high-profile environmental disasters and campus protests during the Vietnam War. 25-year-old activist Dennis Hayes was hired to head up an environmental teach-in, an all-day lecture and discussion series on college campuses. Their effort got a boost from some unlikely allies, though. The guy who came up with Volkswagen's Think Small ad campaign a decade earlier, he volunteered to help market the initiative and had the idea to call it Earth Day. Also, the United Auto Workers president threw the union's weight behind environmental activism, and the combined efforts of organized labor, student activists, and Madison Avenue got 20 million people to turn out for the first Earth Day on April 22, 1970. Demonstrations all around the country helped spur a bunch of environmental regulation. President Nixon formed the EPA later that year and signed new amendments to the Clean Air Act. The Clean Water Act followed, and then the Endangered Species Act, and much more. All these decades later, the Earth Day Network says a billion people observe Earth Day every year. 2016's observance saw the signing of the Paris Climate Agreement. But we do not need to tell you that despite Earth Day's grassroots success, the climate crisis is obviously worse than ever, and it is going to take more than a holiday to save us.